News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish novelist Nisha Dolan is among those taking part in the Global Summit Flotilla, setting sail this week in an attempt to break Israel's blockade of Gaza and deliver aid. And she joins us now. Good morning to you, Nisha. Currently, you are where?
I don't want to say where exactly, but I'll be leaving on the 4th.
OK, so that's kind of fair enough for operational reasons. Tell us the reason behind your decision to join this flotilla and what you hope to achieve.
For years, I've been trying every other avenue of protest that I can, and it's had some quite serious consequences for me, including getting detained twice in Germany. I've done everything within the rule book and a few things outside it, and I've seen no progress because Western governments are not committed to actually ending their material and diplomatic ties with Israel. And so the people have to do it, because while our governments can idly stand by and let a genocide happen and just make the occasional sympathetic noise, we can't. I could never live with myself if I knew that I was fully aware a genocide was happening and I hadn't joined this movement to directly take action.
Okay. And I understand your motivation fully. I presume, my guess is, you will not be allowed to get to Gaza, that Israeli operatives will prevent that from happening. What do you expect to happen? What do you expect to be the upshot of this flotilla?
Well, we want to be positive and maintain hope. And it is the largest such operation the mission has ever done by far. We've got so many boats, we've got hundreds of people. And so we are sincerely hoping to get this aid to the people who need it. But supposing that we don't, we have still challenged the legitimacy of Israel's blockade in a fundamental and material way that we couldn't achieve with just words. We have taken real action and put our own bodies on the line. And I think that has a power that rhetoric alone does not.
Okay. And many, many people, by the way, already I can see on the text line, fully agree with you, Nisha. What about what people say about these flotillas? And this is not me saying it to you. This is just that people say this, that these are virtue signalling. Or the last, for example, flotilla that Greta Thunberg was on got huge attention, but it was diverted on the same day that there was a massive airstrike by Israeli forces in Gaza that killed many Palestinians. Greta Thunberg and the flotilla got more attention than that. What about people who say that it's virtue signalling and you actually distract from the suffering of Palestine?
I try to choose the compassionate explanation for why people would say and believe certain things. And I think the compassionate explanation is that they're struggling with the cognitive dissonance between the beliefs that they've always held about Israel and the consequences that they're seeing of those beliefs. And when you're faced with that dissonance, it's probably easier to dismiss the attempts of people who are trying to do something about it than it is to wrestle with the contradictions that result in you supporting a country that is deliberately starving people. In terms of the accusation of distraction, I would say, first of all, the airstrike got the amount of coverage that such airstrikes usually get. They are being covered. They're not getting the same grand scale of attention, but that doesn't mean that attention is being taken. It means that the same white supremacist system that lets Israel do what it is doing to these people, who would be saved tomorrow, let's be real, if it were Ukraine, that system also, yes, prioritises the lives of a white Swedish.
Is that true, though? And the reason I ask you this is we know that on average there's 42 Ukrainians killed a day, and it barely makes headlines at all. We do report things like 6 Palestinians killed, 20 Palestinians killed. I'm not justifying that, but I would argue actually that Ukraine gets less attention than Gaza.
It gets less attention because our governments have already taken all the actions that we can. Ireland has sanctioned Ukraine. It happened instantly.
Sanctioned Russia.
Yes. Sorry, I misspoke. But yes, we have not taken even the most bare minimum measures that we can towards Palestine. And that's part of what draws the attention. There are many horrible things happening in the world, but Palestine is unique in terms of the level of complicity involved and how avoidable it would be if the West just divested from Israel.
Lastly, what do you make of the Irish government's position on Gaza? Because the Israeli government would suggest that we are one of the most anti-Israeli governments in the world.
Of course they would, because they're propagandists. The reality is that we maintain a number of ties with Israel. We let US military planes flying through Shannon, potentially carry arms for Israel without even inspecting them. We grant regulatory approval and are about to renew that approval on the 20th and the 2nd of September for Israeli war bonds to be sold across the EU. And we still have not enacted the Occupied Territories Bill, even in the diluted version that was suggested last. So we have not actually done anything at all. We've just made some rhetoric. And the fact that we're relatively sympathetic within the EU is irrelevant, because the EU as a whole is grossly complicit.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Irish novelist there, Nisha Dolan, who is among those taking part in the global Sumud flotilla.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.